God's word, brother.
Thank you, Bob. God bless. And God bless all of your wonderful heart. Let me give you a mind picture right now. I'm wearing a smile from ear to ear, knowing that our Almighty God has this covered. So, tonight, I wanted to share on something that I'm calling Call on the Lord. But before we get into God's sharing tonight, I have a couple of acronyms I came up with. You know, the world's newest light option is called LED. They can be expensive, and you need to go to a NAPA auto part or such a place. But you know, God's got LED, and His light was around before man. But you know what? He's given us this, and it's fully paid for through Jesus Christ. What God's LED light stands for is Love Eliminates Darkness. That's God's LED.
Cool.
The other one is, when we call on the Father, we're using His cell phone. And God's cell phone is awesome. And cell represents this, Christian Everlasting Love Line. That's God's cell phone. So, I want to thank Bob right now for all the wonderful fellowships we've been having on the phone. They're dynamic. And the adversary's gag order does not work on God's people. So, let's get started. This is going to be an exhortive sharing. And when I say that, it's not something like Jen mentioned the other night in her fellowship about things being blasé with God. No. When we reach out to God and call on Him, we do it with that gusto, that heart that God's given us. We can see a lot of things come to pass, but you know what? God says, call on me. And we're going to see how an individual and his arrogance can stop the flow of the call. When a person has a need for help, they often have this knee-jerk reaction to reach out to a variety of outside assistance. That's the world's way. But as believers, we can call on our Abba Father, who resides where? Within us. That's the spiritual way. So in life, when a person is in trouble, they have options. He or she can call 911, or there are numbers such as the Depression Hotline, and the Crisis Hotline, to name a few. All these may have good intentions, but there's no comparison to the deliverance of our heavenly and mighty God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So then, let's go to God's directory. And directory comes from that word, direct. That's what we want God to do in our lives, is to direct our path. We ask Him for that.
Very good.
The word of life. We go to see who's the best one to call on, no matter the situation or circumstances. Now, let's look at 2 Daniel, chapter 22, verse 1. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this psalm in the day that the Lord had absolutely delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. And right now we have an enemy. For God delivers, He is and He will. And out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Mm-hmm. The God of my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. What a list. What a list. If we had just one of these, we'd be good. But no, God is 100% what He gives. And thou savest me from violence. Verse 4. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies, no matter what they are. When the ways of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, and the sorrow of hell compassed me. About the my distress, I called upon the Lord
mm-hmm.
and cried to my God. Notice it says cried. It doesn't say he whimpered to God or he begged God. He cried with that gusto in his heart. To the next thing, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter his ears. So you see, who did Samuel call? The Almighty God. The God who answers the calls 24/7. You see, God never sleeps. He's there waiting for us to call on him. I want us to look now at 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9. So, Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Simple enough. Nothing hard about that. But here we go. But Naaman was wroth. He was upset. And went away and said, well, behold, I thought you will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. His problem, his disease. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? He wanted to go in the luxury pools. He thought that way was best. But that's not what Elisha told him. Did Elisha call him the Lord? Probably, but it doesn't matter. He was giving him instructions from God. May I not wash in them to be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. What an attitude. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldn't thou not have done it? How much rather then when he says to thee, wash and be clean? Simple once again. Then went he down and kicked himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. Hallelujah. And his flesh came again like unto him, like unto the flesh of a child rather, and what? He was clean. I know a lot of us have held babies in our arms, and we know just how supple their skin can be. But when you're an adult or you're an older person, that suppleness no longer is around. Yeah, that's what he received from God. See? That's what he received from God. We approach God with humble hearts, reminding him that we cannot do this on our own strength. Jesus baptized in that same river Jordan. Wasn't this good enough for Naaman? So, when we call on the Lord for his help, we can receive his revelation / answers through a brother or sister in Christ. In Naaman's case, he inevitably trusted in the words of God through his God's prophet, Elisha. Let's look at the first part of a verse in Joel chapter 2, verse 32. It says, and it shall come to pass. I love those shall words. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, there are whosoever's then, and there are whosoever's now, shall call on the name of the Lord, shall be delivered. Isn't that a comforting thought to know? How do we call on the Lord? God says, with a pure heart, following these four commands. Remember, God's word is not a suggestion book. It's what he wants us to do and how he wants us to follow him and the examples by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To see this, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter read that our efforts are words of the flesh, and how true that is. You see, my brothers and sisters, we cannot solve these things in our own strength. When we struggle, this just breaks God's heart. We need to stop and call on Him, our Abba Father. This has been made available by Jesus Christ and all that He's endured. I want to close in these three verses tonight. The first one we'll find in Psalms chapter 25, verse 5. I'm sorry, 27, verse 5. Excuse me. Psalms 27, verse 5. For in time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. God will keep us out of the reach of the evil one. And you know what? Wherever that is, or however high that is, we trust God. He knows what He's doing. The next verse is in Psalms chapter 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Well, we've got that going on now. Are we calling? I sure hope so. I will deliver thee. You see there? He's saying it with an absolute, the Almighty. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Yes, why would we not, after all He's done for us? And think about this. Of all the things that we thank Him for and glorify Him for and count our blessings about, how many things do we not know about that He's already done and that He is doing? Probably more. And the last verse we'll find in 1 John chapter 5, verse 15. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. I'd like to close with a small poem that's called Faith by Cheryl Williamson. And it reads, in times of trouble, it's good to know that God is with us wherever we go, at work or play, or when we're apart, He's right there with us, inside our hearts. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. That's great. You want to close with prayer now?
Sure, I sure do. Yes. Gracious Abba Father, thank You for giving us the honor and the privilege to call on You, Father, in Jesus' name, for whatever situation is going on. This is nothing for You, Father. We know that. There's been other things that You've delivered us from. So our trust is totally on You, Father, not man. And as we help one another, build each other up with this believing, with these exhortations, with this comfort, Father, we know that You're listening. We know that our advocate, Jesus Christ, is also listening, and bless his heart. So, Father, I pray for all Your people, not just here in the United States, but around the world. And, Father, that we can continue to move Your wonderful and matchless word. Father, I pray for everyone tonight for their sweet sleep and rest. And whatever healing needs to happen, we know, Father, that we come to You for that. And it's in Jesus, delivering, healing, an awesome name that we pray. Amen.